Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have the track facilities manager. That's the Two Rivers Activity Center. Amy Walters joins us, and Amy, welcome back to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you again for taking time and joining us here. And we've got summer on the brain, lots of things happening at the track center that we want to talk about summer-wise. Let's just jump right into it. We've got the summer hours. Going to be changing it up a little bit from the winter hours, right?
Right. Yep. So as much as Mother Nature isn't necessarily cooperating with us, we know that eventually summer will be coming. And that means we'll be adjusting our hours just slightly. So we are closed Memorial Day for the holiday. And then when we reopen on Tuesday, our normal opening hours will stay the same. We're just going to be closing an hour earlier.
Got it.
Monday through Thursday. So we'll be closing at 9 rather than 10. Fridays and Saturdays closing at 8.
Okay.
And then Sunday, our normal hours, noon to 8.
Okay. Very good. So keep that in mind. If you go there to work out, you're a 9 o'clocker. Yep, on the weekdays.
Yep. You have to get in there a little bit earlier, yes. But we don't think it's going to impact all too many people. Right. You know, those summertime folks like to get in a little bit earlier so they can enjoy their evenings outside.
Exactly. So, yep. So summer hours are going to be changing up here come Memorial Day. So keep that in mind. And again, summer on the brain, Amy, and we've got a lot of things happening at track. The first of which is a 5K registration is coming up here, right?
Right. It is. Yep. It's so happening. The 5K itself we do in conjunction with the Buffalo Days festivities. And so there's been a bit of a name change and a rebrand on that. So from White Cloud Days, we're going back to Buffalo Days, which was from years past. And so we do our 5K. It's kind of an earlier morning 5K. So we do that with the finish line being at the start of the finish line will be at track, but allows those folks then, you know, to participate in the parade and do all of those types of things.
Got it.
So that's on July 27th. So we have a early bird registration, which if you sign up before the 15th of July, you can save some money. And the registration includes a t-shirt and all of that. So we've been doing this for a few years now, and all the proceeds go to support our scholarship program.
Perfect. And scholarship program's great. We've talked about that before, and we may have to talk about that again here coming up sometime.
Yep.
So early bird registration for the track 5K again, that's coming up here in July as part of Buffalo Days, or right, Buffalo Community,
yep.
Buffalo
yep.
Day.
Yep.
I'm gonna have to get used to that. I've always been used to White Cloud Days.
Yep.
Amy Walters again, track facilities manager, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. So get signed up for the 5K. And boot camps, we've talked about these too, and these are fantastic deals.
They are, right? And we tried it, I guess, for the first time here this spring, and it was super popular, very successful. We got great feedback and wanted more. So we did just that. Our next boot camp will be starting on May 20th. And, you know, I know maybe the term boot camp sounds a little bit intimidating, but it really is for any fitness level.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's a great opportunity to give you a little bit of a time one-on-one with our personal training staff. But you're in a group, and right. And so there's some camaraderie with that and challenge, and so that begins May 20th. It'll run through June 27th. Again, it's a great deal. It's $100 per member, $125 non-member, and that gets you 2 weekly training sessions.
Awesome.
Throughout that time period. And then you also get support from our dietitian and mindset coach that are on staff, and they include their expertise in those programs. Perfect.
Yeah, get into the boot camp, get ready for, you know, the summer beach bods and
that's
everything, right?
Yeah.
Got to get that into gear. You still have a little bit more time. So boot camps, get signed up for those. Again, Amy said they're coming up here in May, or May 20th, right?
Right. Sure, that's our first. Yeah.
That's the first one. Yep. And now this new program that you guys are rolling out as well, these great programs you guys have, this Refer a Friend program.
Right. So, you know, we've heard from our membership and, you know, other gyms do something where, you know, there's a benefit if you refer a friend, if you're an existing member. And so I'm just looking at some creative ways to sustain membership as the weather warms up. And so looking at our we're rolling out a refer a friend where we have referral cards at the front desk at Track. So if you're an existing member, you grab one of those business cards, you write your name on the back, you give it to a friend. Okay. That friend comes in and signs up for their membership. The way it works, after that, newly enrolled member maintains their membership for 3 months. Both the current member that referred and the new member get their 4th month free.
Oh, awesome.
So, yep, just, you know, and we know that having a workout partner, workout buddy, that camaraderie and accountability that comes with that really helps folks reach,
makes a difference.
Right, attain their goals and it, you know, it just makes it more fun. So trying to encourage that referral. So those are available at the front desk.
Awesome. Great.
And then also this summer we're doing a special pass for our college students. Again, got some feedback from those living in the community that when their students are coming home for the summer, you know, they're a little bit too old now to be on the family membership. They don't really want to set them up on their own because they're only here for a short amount of time.
Right.
So we have a special college student pass where if you show your college ID, the membership is $100. That includes the enrollment, everything. And so it's $100 for 90 days.
Oh, awesome.
So whenever you sign up for that, and then it extends out 90 days.
Yeah. So no excuses at all to not get involved at Track and get in there and get some workouts this weekend or this summer. Amy Walters again joining us. So let's talk about it. We've talked about Refer a Friend, the boot camps, the 5K coming up. We can't forget about summer camps too. We got things going on for everybody.
Right. Yep. And our summer camps have been very popular, continue to be. We still do have some openings in our school age summer camps. And so we're encouraging everyone go out to our website. You can see the list of weekly themes and you can sign up by the week. So whatever works for your family and your children, get them registered. And we're really looking forward to a fun summer. I hear we have 1 week that possibly involves me on a dunk tank. So,
oh, well, I mean, that alone, can I sign up for those?
Right.
My age limit?
That you might exceed the...
All right. So, I mean, summer camps, get your kids signed up for those. Amy said again, they're filling up. And if you want to get in there, make sure you can get in there on the times you can. Sign up as soon as possible. And now let's head over to the aquatics a little bit, Amy. Swim lessons and lifeguarding classes, because we're in full swing on that pretty soon.
Right. Yep. And, you know, we're getting lots of calls. What's the plan for summer swim lessons? Mm-hmm. And that'll all be rolling out soon. And so May 15th, we'll actually be releasing our swim lesson registration. So with the summer, folks' schedules change a little bit. So our sessions are going to go by the week. So one session will be five days within that week, and you can sign up again by the week. So if you know you're going to be on vacation, you're not going to miss your swim lesson type of a thing. So we'll have 8 sessions throughout the summer, all sorts, you know, at all the levels, those types of things. And so we encourage folks, go ahead, sign up. They do fill up, and we encourage everyone to please add your child's name or your own name to the wait list, because once we have a wait list that's a certain number, we can then open another session at that level.
Based on the need for that level.
Yep. So please do that. So it gives us an idea of where we need to add instructors and sessions and those types of things. And then, you know, to teach those lessons and to keep our pool safe, we're doing the lifeguard certifications. So we're offering both the full certification and the recertification. So, you know, that's not just for lifeguards that are working at Track. We do those for surrounding park districts and all of those things. Yeah. So lots of folks out in our area looking for lifeguarding classes. So we have several of those available the end of May through mid-June to help meet that need.
Awesome. And again, we'll remind everybody, Amy Walters right now with us on Let's Talk About It. So there's so much happening summertime. We want people to get involved and get active, and they can do so through Track. We encourage outside, but Track has a lot of great opportunities as well. And And Amy, if anybody has questions about any of these things, the registrations for the 5K, the lifeguarding classes, swim lessons, there's a lot of ways they can get in touch with you guys, right?
There is, yes. And you know, we have a newly updated website, which we think is more user-friendly and comprehensive. So please go out and check that out. It's trackjamestown.com, TRACjamestown.com. You can always give us a call at 952-8722 or 952-TRACK. And then follow us on social media. That's really where we try to keep folks up to date on the daily happenings some of the cool things happening there.
I love
there.
That you bring that up, because I've been seeing something on there where there's been like the daily workout as well, right?
Yep. So we have a workout of the day, those workouts are all printed, so you can grab one when you're there. But then folks sometimes don't always know what exactly is that exercise. Or maybe, you know what it is, but you call it something different or whatever. So we actually have videos now that we've posted where our staff are doing the workouts, giving some tips and pointers, and you can watch those videos as you're doing your workout.
It's really awesome. I do encourage people to go check that out, because I've seen some workouts and I'm like, oh, that's how you do it, or that's what that's called. So check it all out. Track in Jamestown, all their social medias. Give them a call if you have any questions. Amy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.